from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There it is! There it is! Cedric with the conversion, and Team USA make history in Paris.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Alon Amar, the hands in the air. They've done what no other American rugby team in sevens have ever done before.
Oh man, that's the moment right there with U.S. Women's Rugby Sevens team does take the bronze medal in a last second, very dramatic win over Australia. I'm good whenever like they beat anyone from like that area of the world in rugby, New Zealand or Australia. That seems to be kind of like their main sport. If you can beat them, you'll feel pretty darn good. I mean, honestly, you feel pretty good.
Especially in swimming. Remember that, right before the Olympics, they showed Michael Phelps a video of, I think it was the year prior, some Australian...
It was Chad Leclos, who's South African.
No. It wasn't Chad Leclos. It was some Australian female swimmer that was on some, maybe like sort of the Today Show for Australia.
Oh, this is recent. This
and
is recent.
Said,
okay.
I can't tell you how nice it was not having to hear Star Spangled Banner of the first day. And I'm like...
Which is tough, because now the Australians are a better swimming nation. Like, I mean, like, in all seriously, the United States needs to pick it up with swimming,
because
the Australians are
that,
better right now, which is the main rivalry, because every time they come up with swimming, like, they'll show, like, here's the medal count, here's the rivalry between the United States and Australia's beating them. I mean, again, the United States only up this point has 4 gold medals, one of them being a team event with the U.S. Women's Gymnastics. So... Before we went to break, though, we were talking about the Olympics, maybe the greatest ever athletes, you know, to do the Olympics. I will say, so I just tweeted out real quick, is Simone Biles the greatest ever Olympian? Yet to get a yes. It has been all
really?
Phelps.
Is it just because of the medals?
I don't know, because now I'm looking at Phelps' page. So here, just some of the tweets. She's up there, but I think Phelps is dominant, makes him a lock. Def one of them. What she can do amazes me every time I watch her. No, Phelps, it's not even that close. Phelps, ? I think that's the thing, is it's Phelps. And then when you do look, I think a lot of it too is Phelps' longevity and how good he was for so long. I mean, we all remember the 2008 Olympics. People do forget the 2004 Olympics in Athens.
Yeah, but look at, I mean, how long has Simone Biles been around?
I mean, he also competed in Sydney in 2000. I mean,
Sydney,
he didn't get a medal.
But he was 15 years old when he does it. Right. So, I mean, you look at 2004, he does win, I think this is going to be 7 gold medals and then then 2 bronzes.
Yeah.
Or 6 gold medals and 2 bronzes. So, I mean, he basically does the same events in Beijing. He just goes gold the whole way. London as well. He ends up winning 2 silvers, but it's 4 gold medals as well. Rio, he wins 5. Plus a silver. I mean, yeah, I think Phelps as well. And then even just looking at, you know, the list of multiple, you know, medal winners, he's 10 above the next closest person, which is a Soviet gymnast, Larissa Latina, I believe is how you say her name. And she was part of the Olympics from 1956 to 1964. And she won 18. He wins 28 total.
Yeah, but it's hard because it goes back to the conversation we were just having about all the swimming events that you can win medals in. And I think he has more opportunity to win events. So that – I'm not trying to discredit him here. I'm not saying that at all, because he has 23 gold medals and I have 0. But looking at this, it's the amount of events that he can compete in and he can win is – closest comparable to Simone Biles, because Simone Biles has all the gymnastic events she can compete in. But it's still so much more opportunity to be able to win. Obviously, when you're looking at the value of the medals, it could go down a little bit if mm-hmm. you're saying, if you see all of these medals in all these different events, it's like, well, you know, what does that really mean? Yep. Whereas when you're a team sport, you're winning one medal.
It is tough, yeah, because, I mean, like, that's where we're bringing in the medal counts. I mean, she is now the one of the most decorated gymnasts ever in terms of total medal count, right? But I think it's just the United States that she has that. Where Phelps, you look at it, I mean, we're going down his counters. It's not even just, like, the medals he's won. You go through by race. He's got, you know, 8 gold medals in the 100 butterfly in terms of, you know, the Olympic Games, World Championships, everything. He's got 8 medals there. It's, you know, he's an absurd athlete and really, I mean, did change the, you know, the game, you know, for, you know, lack of a better phrase, changed the game in terms of swimming.
Right.
I mean, turns now are considered, you know, one of, if not the most important aspect when you're actually swimming. The stroke is actually considered the slowest aspect of the actual race, start, turn, then the actual race.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. I mean, but then you go to guys like Carl Lewis, who performed in, you know, I think the 80s and 90s. He has 9 gold medals and 1 silver. He's never had a bronze. Usain Bolt also is somebody. I mean, he dominated those early, the early 2010s. It was him and Phelps that were kind of going back and forth in terms of like how dominant they were at their specific sport.
And I think it's also like recency bias too, because we're seeing right now, and that's also the tough thing. Every 4 years this happens. It's not like this is happening every single year. So.
You only get so many chances at it.
Right. And it's, I think it's, you have to look at who makes the most out of the little chances they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Phelps spanned across 20 years, but that's because he started when he was 15.
Yep.
Whereas in other sports, you can't do that.
Yeah, you're just, physically, you're not going to be able to do it.
Right. You're not able to do that in basketball. You're not able to do that in soccer even. I mean, in soccer for the Olympics, they have the under 23s. But still, you're most likely not starting on that team unless you're 19, 20.
Yeah.
And... yeah, it's then at the same time in that conversation, you can only play until you're 23.
Yeah.
And then you're not on the team anymore.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Bob on the line. Bob, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. You've got some great suggestions, but I have a different one. Winter Olympics, Eric Heiden won 5 gold medals in... he was in the sprints and graduated all through the endurance skating, which is impossible. No one in the history of speed skating has ever even come close to what Eric Heiden did for the U.S. It's probably 30 years ago. He won every race that he was in, 5 of them. And again, the sprints through the distance skating. Unbelievable performance.
Bob, I like this poll a lot. Thanks for the call. It's all in the 1980 Lake Placid Olympics, so we all kind of know that one.
It probably got overshadowed a little bit.
Overshadowed by the Miracle Team, but Bob's spot on.
Yeah.
He wins gold in the 500 meter. He wins gold in the 1,000 meter. He wins gold in the 1,500, the 5,000, and then the 10,000. It literally is the sprints all the way to the distances. Hmm. He wins every single medal there in speed skating.
That's dominant.
That's a good poll, but that's something where... because now we're talking about, you know, with Phelps specifically, we're talking about...
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yeah.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, his longevity and how long he's done it. Simone Biles, her longevity, how long she's done it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Heiden's only Olympics is 1980.
Right.
Now, does he, in terms of like greatest ever Olympic performances, I think now I'm going to look
at this
one.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to look at his performance as like a top five. But in terms of longevity, I think that's what we're looking for too. But Josh, you have brought up it's every 4 years. But I think that also adds into the point of just how dominant you have to be for so long. You have younger, maybe better trained athletes coming up, and yet you're still able to be there, I think is also a level of just how impressive it can be.
I think what's also interesting too is the fact that when you look at, you know, it's hard because the Olympics are the Olympics and you want to keep them, like, what sports do you want to look at? Do you want to look at just the original Olympic sports, or do you want to look at the new ones that have been added in terms of basketball, hockey, soccer? I mean, soccer's been in there for a long time, but you get my point. If you look at the team sports, how much does the conversation change? Because when you look at hockey and basketball specifically, the professional players in the NBA and the NHL haven't always been allowed to play there. Especially the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
So how many Olympic games did we miss out on Sidney Crosby being dominant, or Ryan Miller being dominant, or even back Wayne Gretzky? We were talking about him before the break.
He only competed in one,
and that was partially because of the fact that the NHL couldn't compete in the Olympics.
Yep.
So how much of it relies on the fact that these leagues won't allow their star players to play, and also does that just kind of negate them from the conversation? Because you look at LeBron James, for example. He's top two in basketball history.
I think most people agree with that. Yeah, he's top two.
So you have to kind of look at, and same with Michael Jordan. Like when you look at both of their longevity in the sport of basketball, they're the greatest of all time. But when you look at Olympics, they're not anywhere near the top of top Olympians because they don't compete in that many games.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's kind of the interesting aspect of these team sports compared to, you know, the non-professional or, well, I wouldn't say non-professional, but the ones that don't have major sports leagues, it's drastically different. Like when you look at rugby, what the U.S. women's team did in rugby sevens was historic. But how much of that is overshadowed by the fact that, you know, it's over such a long period of time?
Yeah. It's just it's interesting. I mean, so Mike tweets in, I think you have to say Michael Phelps, and by a pretty big margin. Of course, it does depend on what your definition of greatest Olympian is. Is it longevity? Is it total medal count? Is it greatest single moment or achievement? I think some of those, though, are kind of their own list at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like greatest ever performance, I think that's where we're all of a sudden going into Eric Heiden or 2008 Michael Phelps or you know, even 2008 Usain Bolt, 1984 Carl Lewis. And on that, Mike did also bring up Carl Lewis. I was a little kid, so I barely remember it, but I do remember the insane amount of hype around his performance in 84, despite no social media. I think that's a thing, too, because I know who Carl Lewis is, and I was born in 98. With other track athletes that were coming up, I know who Carl Lewis is because of 84 in LA and how dominant he was and how much, you know, kind of he had that big personality, the big smile, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting that I think the Olympics specifically compared to other sports, it is very, very difficult to ever nail down the greatest ever because, yeah, like we look at Phelps, it's the longevity and it is the medal count. But as we've brought up a lot this week, swimming allows for much more opportunities.
Yep.
Where compared to gymnastics, Simone Biles has won 8 medals, but ultimately she's able to compete in like 3 events
per
Olympics.
It is. She does have more opportunities than the normal like Olympian in like table tennis.
Yeah, which maybe has 2. Maybe.
Right. But it's that's where it becomes the conversation of most dominant, most impressive performances and things like that, where it's like, you know, you look at a specific Olympics or entire career or just the medal count overall. Mm-hmm. Because the medal count overall goes to Phelps because he has 23 gold medals.
Absolutely.
And that's just gold medals. Another guy I wanted to bring up, though, is kind of in the same vein as Simone Biles, is Shaun White. Because obviously Shaun White isn't as, you know, overarching, but he only competed in 3 Olympic Games, but he has 3 gold medals.
Yep.
And he was a trendsetter in snowboarding all across the world. He put snowboarding on the map. I mean, I remember the Sports Illustrated issue with him on the cover with the big orange hair with the gold medal and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in the same vein as Simone Biles because he was doing things that no one had ever done before.
Yeah, with the half pipe, he was somebody that was just different.
People were like, I'm not spinning that many times. And Shaun White's like, cool, watch this. I'm going to spin 4 more times than you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's... That's more so like, I guess the conversation could also shift to a trailblazer in the Olympics. Like, who's the biggest trailblazer, right?
Yeah.
Like, who has done the most for their sport?
That is where you are bringing back. Like, you know, Phelps is obviously going to be in there. He mm-hmm. did change
Simone out sport. Biles will be
Simone
in there.
Biles absolutely is in there.
Jesse Owens comes up, too.
Jesse Owens absolutely has to come up. We haven't brought him up, but I think he absolutely has to come up.
In an overall conversation. But
Greg
also
Louganis as well, the diver.
Yep.
He changed kind of how people were diving. I mean, he was doing things that just other people could not attempt.
Again, with recency bias, if you look back, I mean, I was looking at lists and the swimmer Mark Spitz. You knew who he was because you're a swimmer, but I don't know who he is, and I'm reading all about him, and it's in the 70s. He was super dominant. He was basically Michael Phelps of the 1970s.
That's who Phelps beats in 2008 in terms of, you know,
records.
How many gold medals in how many events. Spitz, in his time, went 7-for-7. Phelps goes 8-for-8. That's who he's beating.
This is why the Olympics is great, because it makes you realize how many athletes there are in the world that are just regular average Joes during the day, and then at night they're just like gold medal athletes.
Because like their sport is not able to be necessarily professional sport on the likes of the NFL, NBA, NHL, right. MLB. You know, there is no real professional swimming, per se.
Yeah.
You know, or there's no real professional track. There is to a certain extent, but not what we know it as.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it puts a spotlight on a lot of these athletes for a small time. But as you see, like, a lot of them do stick with you for a long time, if not your entire life.
Also, I misspoke a little bit. Mm-hmm. White did perform in participate in five Olympic Games, three of them as a snowboarder, two of them as a skateboarder.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I this is just his Winter Olympic page. I can't – or actually, no, I'm – maybe – maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I'm only seeing his Winter Olympics stuff.
Okay.
But he did compete as a skateboarder as well.
Okay. Got to take a quick time out here. 803-0550 if you want to join the show. Coming up at 12 o'clock, Sabres Live. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.